And you're listening on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host and partner for Creative Impact. Welcome back to the studios. I appreciate it.
It's always good to be here with you, David. You know, our guests on Creative Impact reflect the complex nature of the arts and creative industry. And flexibility, for example, is a trait of many of our artists, both on and off the stage. Our guest today flexibly changed her schedule to join us when another guest wasn't able to make it.
You are so creative.
She also is physically flexible. Try saying that. As a dancer, choreographer, and artistic and executive director of the Jody Randolph Dance Company. And so let's welcome and thank Jody for putting a little dance into our Creative Impact.
You went all the way with it, didn't you? Jody, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And yes, Deb, really nice puns there.
I like to have a little fun, too.
So, Jody, you've studied with many notable dance artists across the country. You serve as an adjunct dance faculty member here at Eastern Michigan University. You taught at the University of Michigan and many other places. Many of your students have gone on to study and perform at prestigious schools and companies. So while I think teaching dance is pretty well understood, I don't know that the role of artistic director of a dance company is as readily known. How do you describe your role?
My role, I'm executive director and artistic director. So the role is I'm in charge.
Wearing a lot of hats, aren't you?
A lot of hats. So as artistic director, I hire dancers, I schedule studio space, I get bookings, promote the company, go to booking conferences, all of that. But on top of being artistic director, I'm also the resident choreographer, which is kind of what my passion really is making dance. And so then the rest of the titles just sort of come along with that, being a small nonprofit. And then in the executive role, it's all the development and board.
All the fun stuff. Membership.
All the fun stuff, yes. Yes.
So
I have to learn as I go.
So, Jody, dance companies, like all producing art forms, music, theater, film, and so on and so forth, take on different genres, styles, and interests. Your company recently took on your name as its name. So what is the mission and goal of the Jody Randolph Dance Company?
Yeah, so our mission is to really cultivate the artistic excellence that's already here in Michigan. Myself and my dancers have worked in many schools around Ann Arbor and the Metro Detroit areas, and we have some phenomenal talent and some phenomenal teaching artists in studios. And we kind of thought in sort of the beginning stages, why is there not more professional dance here when we have such great talent? And so one of our missions is to try to figure out what that is and how to localize professional dance here in Michigan, where the dancers don't feel like they have to maybe go off to New York City or Chicago or wherever in these bigger cities that have more of a robust dance community. And we really wanted to see what we could do with the dance community that already exists here.
I kind of mentioned that people have an understanding of teaching. I had two daughters who were in competitive dance from the age of 4 until they graduated high school. A dance studio and a dance company are two different things. Can you kind of explain the difference and how you work with people as opposed to what we might traditionally think of as a dance studio?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because it is confusing for a lot of people. Dance studio is usually a for-profit organization. It's
I can attest owner. To that.
Yeah. a studio owner that, rents out a space and hosts classes. And sometimes it's just one style, like a ballet school, or it could be, anywhere from hip hop to tap and ballet and everything, depending on the organization. For a professional dance company, it's a nonprofit. Our goal is to make dance, and to put on performances of that dance, high-caliber professional performances.
But you are working with kids, too.
We do, as part of our mission to, reach communities and give back to the community, we do work with students as well. So we have a youth company of high school dancers that we bring in, and then we also do a lot of community outreach, teaching at Boys and Girls Club and other organizations.
But you don't have a traditional studio as would be known for what David's
right.
daughters did. So I
correct.
I was recently guest lecturing for an arts management class, and the question came up about what's the hardest art form for which to raise support. And a few of us quickly responded, dance. So you're, yep. as you mentioned, your company is a nonprofit. Is funding your hardest challenge, or is it something else?
Yeah, funding is difficult, and I find that it's probably difficult for everybody, but and definitely for dance companies. I would say that's one of the bigger pieces. This is getting people to understand and appreciate why professional dance performances for the community to see and be part of is important. It's trying to communicate that's difficult.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest today is Jody Randolph, the artistic and executive director of Jody Randolph Dance, a local contemporary dance company presenting full-length productions both locally, nationally, and even internationally.
So, Jody, you know, movement is something that movement to music, rhythm, is something that we do naturally and easily and joyfully as children. Yet somehow here, at least here in the United States, we become shy about moving our bodies as we get older. Do competitive programs like Do You Think We Can Dance help, or do they emphasize competitive dance?
Oh, that's a good question. I do think they emphasize competitive dance. And the dancers that go into those shows are often highly skilled. They're really strong dancers, very athletic, and I don't know if that brings people into it more or if it sets them apart more because they think, oh, I can't do that. That's very difficult. That's not me. So it's a good thought, I guess, and I don't know the answer, but I do assume that it probably brings a little more attention into that competitive realm.
I want to talk to you a little bit about something in a broader sense, but first make it more personal. When you got into dance, and as you continue to dance, and as you choreograph performances, what is the personal reward? What about that movement speaks for you in a way that you might not be able to do verbally?
It's all the nuance. It's just that it's that body language. It's that thing that where you see it and you know it, but the person's not saying it. You know, we all have that experience in our relationships and people that we're interacting with where you know there's something there and it's subtle. So I think movement has just this whole other dimension to how we can communicate.
And is that as rewarding for you, watching something you've choreographed but performed by someone else, as rewarding as when you perform it yourself?
It's very different, but it's equally as rewarding to see that work come alive and see that communication and the dancer receive it and then be able to deliver it back out to the audience.
And how about the audience? So sometimes audience members will say to me, I don't know that I understand dance or contemporary dance. What do you say to them? Do they need to understand it? Is there something that they should get right away?
No, I think that's all a mindset. A lot of times contemporary dance isn't meant to be, here's the piece. I want you to understand exactly what I'm thinking. A lot of times we put things together in such a way that I might see it from one lens and you might see it from a different lens, and both of those lenses are good and accurate and okay. So I like to make dance that people think about, but maybe isn't too hard to grasp, but they do have to kind of wonder. And then I think that helps to grow intellectually and spiritually, and I think it's okay. It makes it okay to not understand exactly what the artist was thinking.
We mentioned that your dance company not only performs locally, but nationally and internationally, and you're going to be in New York at the end of the week?
That's correct. We leave Thursday.
You're doing the Dumbo Dance Festival. That requires explanation.
Well, Dumbo is a part of Brooklyn, down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass, I believe,
oh,
is what it's
called. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yes, so it's a location. and it is a dance festival that's been going on, I'm not sure, many years. And they bring in companies from all over the world. And so we'll just be part of that. We're performing Friday and Saturday.
Well, congratulations on that performance, and we'll look forward to a full report. Thank you so much for being so flexible and being on the show and filling in, especially because you have a performance in a couple of days.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to an opportunity to do it again in the future. That is Jody Randolph, Artistic and Executive Director of Jody Randolph Dance in Ann Arbor, a local contemporary dance company presenting full-length productions both locally, nationally, and internationally. And Deb Pollock, I'll look forward to our next visit next Tuesday.
And another creative guest.
Indeed, indeed. Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.